Samuel, funnily enough, I went to your course a couple of years ago. Very salesy, I must say.
I'm sat here with Samuel Leeds, the biggest scammer in the property space. I'm going to call him out on selling to vulnerable young people. It's got to stop.
But I could argue that could be unethical though. Why would he now go and charge the people that are more vulnerable?
Are you vulnerable?
I post a video about my hate for mentorship programs. I despise them. You're big in the space of mentorship. And you know, like, I'm very against what you kind of do. Have you ever offered anything else for a price that's not what you just mentioned?
My training business, the margins are 5%.
What?
Yeah.
5%? Funnily enough, I see a lot of content online on TikTok where a few people speak about, you know, attacking your courses, calling you a scammer.
Samuel Lee's.
Yeah, it's complete nonsense.
My training business got valued at zero.
You what? Say again? Why would you do mentorship if your business is already making good money? And in particular, if you are doing mentorship, why is it going to be so expensive?
A lot of people within my church, even my pastor, judged me, I felt, for being a Christian in business. Bro, I'm already hurting, bro. I don't know why you're rubbing it in, man. I get it. I agree. Austin, thanks for coming to my house.
Yeah, no worries.
So firstly, I don't know exactly how this is going to go down, but yep. I want to say respect to you for coming down and having this conversation, this debate. The topic is going to be, is it ethical to run mentorships and pay and charge for it? Is that an ethical business? I'm going to argue that it is ethical as long as it's done right and you're providing value and you've got experience in what you're teaching. You did a video which in part I kind of agreed with, but I just thought we'd have a good conversation. We'd thrash things out. So respect for coming down. Keep it respectful.
Yep.
I'm not going to be attacking you as a person. If you say something I disagree with, I may attack what you're saying. But respect for coming down. So I look forward to the debate.
No worries, man. Yeah, no, I made a video about mentorship and courses. I'm not the biggest fan of them, if I'm being honest. I don't think it's a great way to it's great entrepreneurship. So you saw the video online, it was getting a bit of traction. You want to have a debate about it.
It's a good video.
I know you've done a lot of mentorship and courses, and that's how you made a lot of your money. So it'll be good to dive into that and shed some light on it. So how did you start your journey? Because like, you didn't start doing mentorship, right? You obviously built a business first, then did mentorship.
Yeah.
And my thing with that is, why would you do mentorship if your business is already making good money? And in particular, if you are doing mentorship, why is it going to be so expensive? So talk to me about your journey, your business journey, etc.
Good questions. It's fair. And you know what as well? I like the heat. You know what I mean? I like when people do videos like you and come out and challenge and thrash things out. I like it because I think it keeps you sharp and I think it's healthy. So my background, and feel free to come at me with whatever questions you want, you know, it's fine. So my background is property. So I had a property deal sourcing company. I bought a lot of properties. I became successful in my field. My mentorship came way after my success in property came, and that's all documented. And I think where I agreed with your video is when people are like, oh, I'm struggling to make money on business. This is hard. Oh no, I'll teach it. And it's just like, bro, like that I have a problem with, have a big problem with. I think if you're going to teach something, you need to have been through it, you need to have lived it. My background is property. It's all I teach. I don't teach anything outside of it.
Yeah.
I don't jump on NFT seminars or I notice now everyone's being an artificial intelligence consultant.
Yeah.
And three months ago, they were teaching Amazon dropshipping.
And
it's just a, kind of space. For me, it's just property through and through.
Yeah, for sure. So you mentioned that you did property for how many years were you doing it for?
Well, I'm still doing property
before
today.
Before the mentorship, how many years were you doing it for?
It depends exactly how you define mentorship, but my training business started in 2016.
Okay.
And I bought my first property and went full-time into property in 2009.
So in that 5 years?
Six years. More. Yeah, seven years.
Sorry,
yeah, let's count, bro. Come on.
What's in the water? So why after 6-7 years of doing property, and you're making decent money, I can imagine.
Yeah.
How much is decent?
I was a millionaire.
So why then did you decide to start doing mentorship, and why was it so expensive? So in fact, what were the prices of the mentorship when you start the training? What were those prices?
So when I started with... It was a membership and it was £40 a month.
Okay.
And that included, we had 14 groups across the UK and we did like breakfasts and dinners and you could just go. It was more of a networking thing.
I don't have an issue with that, too, because obviously my background is networking events and we obviously charge for networking
events. That's how I started.
Yeah, and that's fine. So cool. Yeah. Where do we go from £40 a month to what's your highest price?
My highest price.
Are you ever done?
Is £12,000.
£12,000.
And that's for a year.
And how do we go from £40 a month to £12,000?
Yeah, because the £40 a month, that was more for dinners, a bit of networking. It wasn't like the 12,000, that's for unlimited mentorship with myself and millionaires. So it's actually, in my opinion, it's not really that expensive. It's not for everybody, but you get like unlimited mentoring with solicitor, accountant.
For the 12K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's expensive for someone who's doing it for entertainment.
Yeah.
It's expensive. If it was like a course, it'd be expensive, but it's a lot more than that. So it's evolved.
And there's a few things I want to touch on here. So within that, the 12K you said for millionaires, have you ever charged that price to someone that isn't someone that's quite financially wealthy?
Sorry, I don't know if you misunderstood me. The mentors are millionaires.
Okay.
The people that do the training are sometimes millionaires, sometimes not.
Yep.
So yeah, they might be starting out.
Yeah.
So yes, we've sold that mentorship to all kinds of people. Some that are super successful, some that are just starting out.
Yeah. Just keep it simply. So when you're making millions millionaire as a property investor, what is the thought process in starting a mentorship program when you're already making a lot of money?
It's a really fair question. And for me, the story of my mentorship started with a company called Training Kings, which was a Christian business network. I'm Christian.
Yep.
And when I was in my church, a lot of people within my church, even my pastor, judged me, I felt, for being a Christian in business. So I set up the networking and it was called Training Kings. And the strapline was connecting Christians in business. And it was all about empowering and equipping and inspiring Christian entrepreneurs to say, actually, you know what? I can build a business.
Yep.
I can be successful. And even though I'm Christian, it's okay. Because a lot of people that are Christians in business, they feel guilty about wanting to be successful. That was the heart behind why I set it up. I've been successful. I'm making good money. I've got my property portfolio. Let me set this up as a mission project.
Yep.
That was the origins
of
when I started training.
And what did that look like? Numbers? How much were you charging for that Christian network?
£40 a month.
Yep.
And that was for, you could come to as many dinners and breakfasts that we had on. And we were running 14 a month.
So what was the business that you were charging? Because I went to, so keep it simple, I went to one of your lectures years ago, actually. I was 18. The £1, you pay £1.
Good,
if you look calm, you've got to pay £100, something like that. Yeah. So is that true or was that?
We don't do that anymore. Yeah. But yes, it was true.
It was actually true. Yeah. How would you know?
If they didn't turn up.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't sign in on the register.
And you just charge their card?
Yeah.
Okay. So to keep it simple, how did we go from the Christian network? Because I'm guessing that's your only two training businesses you've ever done, right? Just those two.
Yeah.
Cool. So how do we go from that one to that one?
So Training Kings, my Christian business network, was losing a lot of money because it's £40 a month, giving unlimited dinners and breakfasts. You know what I mean? Like we were losing a lot. So I was subsidizing it with my property business and it was costing £4,500 a month to run it.
Yeah.
And after doing that for 2 years, I thought, you know what? I can't keep subsidizing it. Although it's my mission and it's a passion to do it, I think I need to make it profitable. So I started doing workshops. So it'd be like Training Kings. It's £40 a month. Come and have your dinners, whatever. But if you want, you can stick around after breakfast. And we did a workshop and I'd run different workshops. I ran one on business. I ran one on marketing. I ran one on sales. All different topics. And I'd run it and I'd put in some experts to teach it for half a day. And we charged like £250. And those workshops got about 6 people to come. So it's all right.
Yeah.
But every time I'd run a workshop around property, because that was my passion and that was what like I loved.
Mm.
And I'd get excited and I'd be like, right. And we'd get like 30 people. And it was like, okay, this is what people want. This is what people like. I enjoyed doing it. And that's when in 2016, 2 years after setting up Training Kings, I set up the property education company as its own company.
Yep. And then cool. So now we've gone from £40 to £250.
Yes.
How do we get to the 1,000?
But it's a different product. So the £40 is for a membership to be able to come down and have breakfast and dinners.
Yep.
No training, no mentoring.
Yep.
The workshop for £250 is an actual workshop.
Because to me, £250 is still a reasonable price. Because what I say is that if you do that, you're not going to be financially crippled for the next couple of years if it doesn't work out. So I've charged workshops for £250 in the past, or say £100 workshops. So that's why I want to get... So my main crutch isn't necessarily the teaching, because I get it.
What have you taught for that, though? Has it been like marketing or business?
I think the most I did workshop-wise was £100 for personal branding workshop. Oh, okay. Yeah, so... I did that for once or twice.
Yeah.
So I don't have an issue with that. My main crutch, which what I want to get to, is the thousands. Like, so how have you gone from the workshop, which was £250, to charging people? What were your free packages?
So my most expensive is £12,000.
And then what are the other ones?
I've got a crash course, which is one day, which is £10.
Yep.
And then I've got a 4-day mentorship, a financial freedom challenge, 4 days, and that's £2,000. That's £2,000 a day.
So you've got two products, a 12K one.
Three products.
Yep.
I mean, there's more than that. Like if you were to, but three core main products, which is the £10 for a day.
Yep.
£2,000.
Yep.
That's for 4 days, but that includes one-on-one mentorship.
Yep.
With not just, property people, but also lawyers, accountants, and then 12,000, which is a one-year mentorship.
Okay, so let's go to 2018 year. I'm in that workshop now. And I remember I was there and, you know, it was a good session, you know, I learned a lot from it. But then at the end, it just turned into a massive sales scheme. Mm. And then, you know, like, it got really like, you know, it got really energetic and extreme. Yeah. And now, go step back, go book our courses, all those kind of things. So what in that event that I was at 2018, were you selling? Because I didn't actually go to check it out, but what were you selling?
So I don't remember the exact program. I mean, that was... seven years ago now.
Yeah, but roughly in that time.
But that program that will have been, because we've not massively changed much, is that would have been the 4-day. So that would have been 4 days, I imagine. I can't say 100%, but I imagine that would have been 4 days, mentoring, training, maybe some online programs, I imagine. And I imagine the product that I was selling was around about the £2,000 to £3,000 mark.
For 4 days?
Plus mentoring, plus online programs, yeah.
Have you ever offered anything else for a price that's not what you just mentioned?
Probably, but there's nothing major. Like, have I ever offered anything ever?
So technically speaking, it was around 3-4K for mentorship to work with you?
Right now, which is probably best to talk about because it's clear, so I'm not going to say something which is like, oh, actually, it was wrong. Right now, it's £1,997, and that's 4 days.
Yep.
With me, my team, and then after that is the academy, which is 12 months.
Yeah, and that's 12K.
Yes.
Yeah, because obviously people are going to watch this and they probably, you know, bought one of your courses, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, they might have, because I'm not educated on the pricing, but I know it's in the thousands.
Of course, why would you be? Although it is on the website.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. A lot of training companies, they'll upsell you.
Yep.
So you'll do a course, maybe £1,000.
Yep.
But in your mind, you're thinking, okay, this is it now. This is my, and then they'll be, oh, 10,000. Oh, 20. Oh, 40. Oh.
Yeah.
And it's never ending.
Yeah.
Whereas with me, all of our prices are on the website.
But my thought process is, if you're making money in property, why? Like, and I've got another point I want to get into in a second here, but why would you start this business if you're already growing your property business?
Because I'm an entrepreneur. So why would Richard Branson start a trains business when he has a planes business? Because he's an entrepreneur.
But why basically mentorship?
Because I'm good at it. And I get results.
And I think this is the point I want to go in on. And I think that's an argument I get a lot, where it's like, oh, if I'm making, you know, 100K doing this, why am I not making another 50K doing mentorship? Which I do get, but I think the point I'm trying to get across now is, to me, entrepreneurship is beyond just a mentorship program.
It can't start like that. If you start your business and you become a mentor and you've got no real acumen, you've got no business behind you, then it's silly.
Yeah, but obviously, using your example, you said Richard Branson, while he started a train business, he got a plane business. That's different to him starting a mentorship business. And he hasn't started a mentorship business. So why hasn't someone like Richard Branson started a mentorship business?
Well, just because Richard Branson hasn't. Richard Branson hasn't done lots of things. Richard Branson doesn't also have... he doesn't have HMOs.
Yeah, that's one example. So the people, like, you know, at that level,
you can actually sign up for courses with Richard Branson.
Like, so do you know what you set up with your training? Do you know any other entrepreneurs Richard Branson, the Gary V's, the Elon Musk, the Simon Scribbs? They're not doing, and I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Why are they not? If it's such a great business to do,
I don't think it is a great business. I think it's a terrible business.
Interesting. So we're on the same page on that then?
I think, well, it depends how, why it's terrible. I think it's a really tough business. So Simon Squibb, for example, he gets all of his money from businesses. So
yeah,
so,
B2B.
So he sent an email out recently, actually. I saw an email that Simon Squibb sent out, which said, oh, I'm doing this training day and it's completely free. But if you want to come, you have to register for this business or this app, which is £100.
Yeah.
So it's actually not free. You actually have to pay £100. Not to him.
Yeah.
So he can be business. Like, I don't charge.
Yeah.
He doesn't. But the businesses pay him. So that's his business model. And because he's dealing with businesses, but the customers aren't paying him.
Yep.
He's dealing with wealthy
yep.
companies, which is much easier. Like, it'd be much easier to get paid £100,000 sponsorship.
100%.
Than to charge £100 or £10 courses to all the...
I think it's more ethical. And that's the point.
It's not more ethical.
But no, let me tell you why I think it's more ethical. So like the point is, because that's how I make my money from the big brands, which is why I can give free content to younger people because like they have the money.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they need to spend the money for whatever like tax.
It's a great business.
So like, why would
respect
I go...
Respect to you.
100%. So why would I go and charge
you
people...
Shouldn't.
Exactly. So that's my issue now with the mentorship programs. Like, you know, if Simon Squibb can go charge the big corporates,
Here's the difference. Why
can't he? Like, you know, why would he now go and charge the people that are more vulnerable?
Well, more vulnerable or more hungry?
I would say vulnerable. Hungry and some of the people.
Are you vulnerable?
What I mean by vulnerable, let's say for example now, someone's your 12K course, and they just don't have the money. Or maybe, make it simple, they got 12K in savings.
Yeah.
And they want to do a 12K course. They are literally putting all the life savings into this course. And if it doesn't work out, they are at risk of being in a vulnerable position. That's what I mean by vulnerable. And that's why I have a massive problem with it. Because in reality, that is happening and worse. Because that's happening and people are even taking out credit cards, debts and all these kind of loans to pay for these things. And if it doesn't work out, because as we know in business, it's a risk, right? It's a gamble. If it doesn't work out, you're now in a vulnerable position. And some of these people got kids, you know, they got other things to pay for and it can literally send people down a negative spiral, which I would never want to put someone down.
Maybe you're watching this thinking, I wish that the guy would go for Samuel a bit harder. I wish he'd lay it on thicker. I can't help that. I literally open up my studio to everybody all the time and say, come and debate me. But the thing is, the people that are smart and intelligent, when they prepare the debate, they realize that maybe I'm actually right. And then they either don't come or they come respectfully. But if you know anybody who would like to actually really debate with me, that thinks that what I do is unethical, wrong, that disagrees with property investment, that thinks that all landlords should be abolished or anything like that, then the link in the description will give you an opportunity to fill out an application form and to sit down with me one-on-one and have a fiery fireworks debate. So share the link around, or if that's you, fill your details out. Let's meet, let's debate, let's grow, let's learn together. Anyway, back to the video.
Simon Squibb tells people to sign up with this subscription, that subscription, the other subscription, get a bank with this person, start a business, quit your job tomorrow, and handing you notice. To me, that's more dangerous.
I agree. I don't say more, but it's dangerous.
I think it's a lot more dangerous because what I say is to people, if you want to start a business, if you want to get into property, it's going to be really tough. Here's how you can do it. Of course, the reason that people have to pay is because it costs to put the, like Simon Squibb, for example, if you message Simon Squibb on Instagram, he's not going to respond.
Yeah.
He's not, except me, for I sure. will. If I'm mentoring someone, we're all over them. That he doesn't offer that service. Yeah. So for people there are people that need that service. They don't want to go to university. They want to start a business. They want to make money. They need someone to mentor them. I'll give an example. There was a lady called Ola Goldsmith.
Yep.
She went on Dragon's Den.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year. Stephen Bartlett was there.
Yep.
Peter Jones, all there. And she asked them for money. And Peter Jones said, you don't need money. You know what you need? You need a good mentor.
Yep.
She then joined the academy. I'm now mentoring her. She's now buying properties. She's taking on deals. She's making a lot of money. I'm helping her with her business and her property business.
Yep.
That's a service that she needs. If companies like me didn't exist, where would she go? Because Peter Jones ain't mentoring her.
Yep.
So and you might go, oh, why would Peter Jones mentor her? Correct. Why would I? Correct.
Yeah.
Why would I? For me, I'm good at it. It's my business. I've made a business out of it. I feel like it's my calling. I think it's fantastic.
For sure.
It's a service that people need.
And to be, there's one point I want to touch on earlier, which you can come back to, because I think this is a good conversation now. So with her, she's obviously someone that's got a bit more financial spending power, and she can, you know, maybe afford to pay the high price you charge.
Yep.
But honestly speaking, honest discussion, have you charged that same course to people with less spending power who would be in a vulnerable position?
Well, I don't know what her spending power is, because we don't, before people register, we don't look at their bank account.
But that, and I could argue that
don't credit check them.
But I could argue that could be unethical though, because in other business models, mm-hmm. they do that. Like, you know, if you want to get a loan from a bank or something like that, they probably mm-hmm. do look at these things knowing that.
Yeah.
And you could argue, it's not obviously a loan, but similar, where it's a big financial commitment. So getting a loan is a big commitment. So mm-hmm. they would then see if you've got the right power to. So I feel like.
But what business though? Because a loan is very different, because we give out loans. And when we give out loans, we check the person.
Yep.
Because we want to make sure that they're able to pay back.
But do you think you should be obliged to check the person? If you're going to charge them 12K for mentorship, for example, mm-hmm. do you think you should ask about questions like, look, how much money are you making? You know, like, is it from your savings, all these things? Well, and if they say, mm-hmm. yeah, look, I've got 8K in savings, and, you know, but I wouldn't want to do it. I'm going to take out a loan of 4K, et cetera. Have you ever charged?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If a 17-year-old kid, 17, with no money, from a broken home, who'd flunked out of school, who's got no savings, and is not particularly smart.
Yeah.
17-year-old kid turned up in a cheap suit that he just bought from Mazda, which he'd put on his overdraft credit card. And his parents dropped him off at the event. And then he said, I want to sign up and I want to pay thousands of pounds. Do you think that it would be unethical to take his money?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, that kid was me. And my mentor took my money. And if my mentor said, you're vulnerable, won't take your money. No. I won't be where I am.
Interesting point. And I think that's how I used to think about life as well. Because I know someone like me and you, we're hustlers, right? And we can make it through certain things. And obviously you're where you are today, but you've probably been through hell and back to get there.
Yeah.
The issue is some people don't survive that hell. And not everyone's you, Samuel. You know, and I think that 17-year-old kid, that it could end up the other end of the stick where they could end up in a very, very dark place.
They could, man.
And I don't want to say the word, but do you know what I mean? So I think that's where that comes into it. And even though you said that they took your money, would it have been harmful if you said, look, like, it's too risky right now, you wait a year, save up some more funds, and then charge them? That's the point I'm trying to make. Just so you don't end up like the other guy that could have been the 17-year-old you that ends up on a whole other end of the stick.
Maybe. I mean, we have versions of me constantly. Last year, I had a kid called Kane Harris. And he was 16 years old, came to my event. He said, I want to do your academy. I'm like, bro, academy's 12,000.
Yeah.
I want to do the academy. I'm like, bro, you're 16.
Yeah.
Got no money.
Yeah.
No. Read some books.
Yeah,
watch
for
my
sure.
YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I want to do your academy. Bro. He's like, I'm like, how are you going to even pay for it? Well, my nan says she can get a loan and she can give me the money and I'll pay her back. And that's
what happens a lot in this industry.
Bro, I said to the kid, I don't think it's right for you. Go read some books. We regularly say that. We regularly turn people away. Go read some books. And he insisted. And I thought, who am I to say to him, if his parents, he's obviously not an adult, if his parents are saying, no, we can back him. His parents didn't have much money. But who am I to say, no? Who am I to be an elitist? That's the problem. A lot of people that become successful, a lot of people in the property space particularly, but in business generally, they'll climb up the ladder that someone gave them, and then they'll kick the ladder down and say, you're too vulnerable, you're too... I'm like, you know what, who am I? So we took his money, bro. Took his £12,000.
I don't know if I can agree with that, though. That's the thing, I just can't.
Well, at the end of the day, man, now that same kid owns a hotel. He's making about 7-8 grand a month. And he said without the training and without that, he doesn't know where he'd be.
For sure, but like, and I have to take it here now. And obviously, I respect you, and with mentorship, right, end of the day, I understand, like, it's not, if someone does pay your course now, and it doesn't work out, it's not your fault. Because they chose to take that risk, right? But I just think it's unethical. But however, but even from your point of view now, online, I've been going to TikTok, there's been videos about saying you're a scammer, this. I'm not saying you're a scammer, this is what people online are saying about you.
Yeah.
And it comes from the other end of the people that would have paid that 12K that aren't you know, it hasn't worked out. Yeah. And for me, that is that worth it? Like, is it worth
the hate?
Exactly. Like, is it worth tarnishing my... Bro. And do you have Samuel as well?
It's not worth the hate.
Exactly. So
it
like,
make sense.
Why not? So why not just do the property business, make money doing that,
yeah,
and then not have a deal with tarnishing your brand,
bro?
That's a question for you,
bro. That's a question. That's a very intelligent question. That's a question that my brother. So in 2018, my brother sold his businesses and wanted to team up with me in my deal sourcing.
Yeah,
my hotel business, the developments. He was like, let's partner, and I was like, all right, cool. I said, if you want to partner with me, you have to buy in, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing all right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So he sold off his companies.
Yeah.
And he bought in and we partnered together. But he said to me in 2018, exactly what you're saying. So I don't hear you and think you're stupid, Austin. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, actually, what Austin's saying makes sense. He said to me in 2018, he was like, I want to do business with you. I want to partner with you, but I want to stop the training. I want to stop the training. Let's just focus on the property.
Exactly.
Let's just do deal sourcing. Let's just do... And that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to focus. We just don't want to do the training. And also, another thing is as well, sometimes people count the heads, right? You know you're in business yourself. Turnover is vanity.
Yeah,
profit
facts,
is sanity.
Facts.
So people will see me at a crash course or whatever and they'll count the heads. Oh, look, 30 people just invested $2,000.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Samuel just made $60,000.
It's nonsense, like... Nonsense. Yeah. Yeah.
Number one, I had to put the venue on. Yeah. Number two, I had to market... Number three, I've now got to deliver. No,
and you do payment plans as well, and payment plans.
We don't do payment plans, okay, cool. But we do only invest in what you can afford. So okay. If you've only got £20 to your name, do the £10 crash course.
Okay.
If you've only got £5,000, maybe do the... So and people do take out loans for some of the programs. And that's not... Obviously, that's a little bit of a... it's a responsibility. If someone's taking a loan out, it's a bit... Oof. But what you've got to remember is when people go to university... They all get loans, bro.
Yeah, no, but I'm against university as well.
Yeah.
I'm against university as well.
University?
Yeah, unless it's like, you know, the doctor stuff, the lawyer stuff, like things you actually need. But for like, for most people in this day and age, it's ridiculous, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm against university, but I definitely think it's interesting that we're having this conversation now about me.
Yep.
Which is fine. It's a respectful, healthy conversation. But you mentioned online. It's interesting that you go online and you might go... Oh, look at this person that didn't succeed. Oh, the media said this. Oh, and there's all this controversy around me doing what I'm doing, running my business. Is it worth it? Probably not. You're probably right. But it's interesting that there's not that same standard to universities.
It isn't.
Like universities, people are just like, it's fine. People get loans out. People go. I'm studying law at the moment. I'm a full-time university student right now, and I'm studying law.
Yeah.
And only 16% of people that go to law school become lawyers.
Yep.
That's quite low.
Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed about
that. Yeah, yeah.
So,
like if that was with your company, you would be out of business basically.
100%.
So, honestly, like, I'm not supporting universities. That's a very good point there. Yeah. Like, if only, because all the stats of unemployment are through the roof right now. And if that was any other program where you're paying that money to get those low results, you would be called a scammer all over the place.
100%.
But, you know, that's just where we live in, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, to land your point, like you said, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So, like, do you regret it?
I don't regret it because of all the fantastic friends that I've made, the incredible success stories. I mean, listen, Austin, when I die, I genuinely believe that people will look at what I did and they'll go, fair play. They'll go, wow, look at all the people whose lives were changed and wow. I genuinely believe that. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe it's me being optimistic, but I genuinely believe that.
And you know, potentially, and just double down on this now as well, though, where, cool, you said yourself here that the hate, like, you know, it's a lot. And go back to what your brother said, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could have just done the route of making money in property, made that money, not done the training, and you wouldn't have to deal with any sort of hate. And you could have done the training now yet and only charged people that have well in their means to pay for it.
I couldn't do that, though.
Why not?
Because let's say the academy.
Yeah.
Let's say if I decided to not charge $12,000, I decided to charge $5,000 because it's more affordable. I wouldn't be able to deliver the same.
But I'm not saying that. I'm saying you only target people with the spending power. So then I might only target a large corporate because I know they can pay $12,000.
Sure.
So like if you just did the public business and if somebody was like, Samuel, I really want to pay you.
I get you. So charge the same, but just only target people that are a bit wealthy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting you say that because I don't disagree with you. But for a start, number one, I don't target anybody really. I put content out and people find me. Like, it's not like I target people that aren't wealthy. It's that I just put videos out and people come to me. And I think the people that come to me are people like me because I'm working class.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, if I wore a nice suit all the while and changed my accent a little bit and was scrubbed myself together and polished my hair and put on a bit of a, and marketed to the wealthy people, the affluent, the doctors and lawyers, maybe I'd make more money. Maybe I'd make more money and get less hate. But here's the problem. I won't be being true to myself. Me just being raw, speaking how I speak, getting the people like me.
Yep.
It's just...
And do you feel, I think the bottom line I'm trying to make it isn't even, you know, good at you. It's more for the people that do mentorship. That's my main agenda, where it's like...
Bro, I agree.
For me, there's so many business models that you can do. Yeah. And it's like, but everyone is flawed. And I know why they're flawed to it, because it's easy money, but...
It's not easy money, though. But it's easy money if you do it badly, but big you end up out of business.
Exactly. And it's only that's
big,
my point.
I don't make big margins. My training business, the margins are 5%.
What?
Yeah.
5%?
5%.
Why is it so low?
Because the amount of value that we give, all the dinners, the networking, we offer unlimited mentoring.
Yeah.
I pay £1 million a year for my mentors.
So you're telling me you do this purely out of kindness? Because you can do another business and make way more money with way more margins.
I could.
So you're doing this. So what? So why are you still doing it?
I'm not saying I'm doing it as good as of my heart, bro. I want to make money. You know what I'm saying?
But there's other vehicles you can do make it money in without 5% margins.
No, I want to make money. Yeah. I'm an entrepreneur. I want to make money, and I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if I have all right, last year 2024, our training business actually did quite poorly, but the year before it did quite well. In terms of the profit.
Yeah.
We basically broke even last year. But the year before that, we did all right. Made a bit of money. My life wasn't affected because I pay myself a salary for my property business. So if the training business was really profitable or not, like it doesn't affect my everyday. I live in this house. I have my cars. I take my...
Nice house,
Thanks, bro. Yeah. Like it doesn't affect my day-to-day. So... Yeah. I'm about to read a book. It's called It's called something like Do What You Love. I can't remember what it's called, but I just bought it. And for me, I wouldn't have my life any other way. So yeah, I get a bit of hate.
Yeah.
But the hate that I get is not from within my community.
Yeah.
It's not from like my customers. It's from just I don't know.
But you know, but people that have done your course as well though, because some people have said that they've done your course and they're not happy with it.
Yeah. Name five.
I don't know them personally, just watching online.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's very rare. We have independent stats with all of our students. We have regular surveys. And I'm not saying that there's never been an unhappy customer. We've got like 8,000 reviews on Google and Trustpilot, and they're all independent. They're all from actual customers. We don't bribe anybody with reviews. People come, do the program, leave a review. And we've got 4.8 stars on Trustpilot, 4.9 on Google, like our customers. Not saying we've never had an unhappy customer, but our customers are happy.
Yep.
And our investors are happy. Whenever I've done joint ventures, I've done deals, we've got a deal sourcing business. Last month, we sold a deal a day. You don't hear people going online saying, I bought a deal with Samuel and it went wrong. Mm. I invested into his project, I've lost money. I went on his course, it was terrible. You don't really hear that. You hear people that haven't done it that are just, you know... It's a bit unfair, actually.
I do get that, but I just think, you know, my main point here is the fact that, you know, not just you personally, but to people that do mentorship, for me, the reason why I feel like it's not the best business model or unethical, whatever it might be.
Do you know why it's not the best?
It's because of that, because of the fact that, one, you said that you broke even last year. So, you know, if you're making minimal margins, but have to deal with people going online, and whether it's true or untrue with that, whereas me personally, I know that no one can, I'm not as big as you, of course, but, you know, hopefully I might get that one day.
Yeah, man.
But like, even now, I'm still, you know, a well-known figure in my industry.
Good for you, bro.
And I have nobody going online saying, I paid for Austin's course. And it was a failure, whether it's true or untrue, because I don't have a course. And for me, I'd rather that, where it's like, prevention is better than cure. I'd rather do other business means to make my money and not have to do that mentorship,
bro,
and not have to deal with that stuff.
It's a calling. It's got to be a calling. Unless you're called by God to start training others, and you are not going to survive. Look at all the people over the last 10 years that have come and gone.
So me and you on the same page then? You're not a fan
probably.
Of... You see, you don't think mentorship's the best, really and truly.
I don't think it's unethical, though. I think it's only unethical. I think if
it can be unethical.
If you do it right, I think it's the most ethical business you can do.
Because you're helping people.
Yeah. If you do it wrong with bad intentions because you think, oh, I'll make a quick buck, or, oh, property's hard, or, oh, personal branding's hard. I know, I'll do a course on personal branding. It's like, what the heck? I saw someone joke about, I coach coaches who coach coaches.
I've seen so many of those. Yeah,
I think if you're going to do it, my opinion on certainly property, but maybe wealth creation in general, is if you're going to teach something to other people, you need to have been in the business for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. You need to have not only made serious money, but you need to be able to prove that you have.
Yeah.
You can't just go, the amount of people that put like, eight figure entrepreneur. What? Where? Yeah, how? I've been on your company's house, bruv. Like, what are you saying? You know, it's, and that's an embarrassment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, and what you said in your video on the caption, I don't know if you said it, but on the caption, I think you said, people that sell mentorships, it's an embarrassment. And I'm like, that's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Doing it from a good place and actually being like, look, I've been in the business a long time. I've got nothing to hide. Here's evidence of my proof of my, here's my net worth. Here's my, like, I show everything.
And what percentage of people are doing it from that? Like, honestly speaking, Samuel.
Mate, 100%. I'm saying 100% of them.
Are not doing.
Are doing it wrong.
Thank you. There we go.
100% of them.
Yeah.
I honestly think, and this makes me sound deluded.
Yeah.
Very deluded, but I'll say it anyway. I think I'm the only one.
You think you're the only one doing it right? That's going to be controversial on social media. But, you know, that's down to you.
I think I'm the only one. And I wouldn't bang on and say that, shout that. But I genuinely think I'm the only one. Because the others that are good, like, let's take Progressive Property.
Yeah.
Let's take the ones that are decent. They have stood the test of time.
Yep.
They don't run the training. They've turned it into a systemized business. If you want to get mentorship with Rob Moore, who runs Progressive, you're talking 45K. It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but he ain't running it from the goodness of his heart because he loves it.
You can't for 45K.
No. Then you've got the other people that are like the starting out people.
Yeah.
That are like the people you say. It's like, man, you haven't done nothing. You haven't built nothing. How many people in the industry are actually genuinely making millions of pounds doing what they teach, making 5% profit 100%. Margins, but still, when you go to a program, you pay £10 to go to a crash course. I'm there.
All the people that I know that sold courses, and some of them my friends, I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, but
I thought,
I don't care because it's my opinion. I'm not, even though they're my friends, like, you're like, oh, Austin, you've got friends that do this. Yeah, I know I do.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of them, I'm not gonna lie, they make more money from the mentorship than what they're teaching.
I'm telling you.
And for me, that is crazy.
But Austin, I'm telling you, those people will not stay in the game.
And that's my point I'm trying to make. It's short-term thinking.
It's almost like a money grab.
It is a money grab. 100 million percent.
But they'll be gone.
And I feel like with me, I'd rather make less money.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm going to be around longer and have a legacy. And I can build something that outlives me. Whereas you can make 3K off an 18-year-old kid now, for example. But like,
then you'll get the hate.
Exactly. You're going to get the hate. And in 5 years' time, he's not going to come back to you again. So you spend, their 3K is going to their flashy lifestyle. So you get 3K, going straight into your car finance. So now, it's basically like you made nothing because you just spent all the money straight away.
Look at the hate I get. Where I don't actually have unhappy customers. I've had the media come do full investigations. I'm talking not even that long ago. Come undercover to all my events, trying to find unhappy customers.
Yeah.
And they have a hard time. They have a hard time. So look at the hate I get when I'm literally documented with receipts.
Yeah.
Property multimillionaire. Doing what I'm doing, making basically not that much money during the training. Look at how I get. Think about how much more you're going
to
get.
And to be fair, and I'll give you a flowers as well, to be fair, because, like, you know, you actually give free value online to people and give them, like, so because I know people that have just watched your YouTube videos, for example, and they've been successful in property, just watch YouTube videos, and they have the choice of, you know.
What I also do.
And they got to pay money, but however, there's people that give out no free value whatsoever.
Yeah.
The only thing they do to close their courses is put in lifestyle content. That is insane. Like, how can I run a property Airbnb business? And if you go to my page, there's no gems on my page about the Airbnb. All I put on there is me flying private and first class or business class.
Yeah.
Not what I'm teaching. To be honest with you, you actually give free value, a lot of free value.
Yeah, I try my best, man.
Whereas people don't even give free value, but yet they're charging for courses.
And you know what's also interesting? I was sat with a guy who runs a training company
yeah.
in a slightly different space. And I said to him, I went down to one of his programs. I won't name him because I don't want to be unfair. But I said to him, bro, you're in this training space. You've been going a few years. You need to up your game. He said, what do you mean? I said, put it this way. If you asked every single one of your students at the end of the training, once they'd finished the training, if you said, hey, everybody on the course that's just finished, end of day four, if you weren't happy with this training, if you thought that my training was too expensive and I didn't deliver, go see my team right now and I'll give you your money back.
Most people would get their money back.
And he said, yeah, well, that's just the case. Just generally, of course, they take their money back. I said, my people wouldn't. I said, my students are so happy at the end of the training. If I said to them at the end of a financial freedom challenge where they all invested 2,000, if I said to them at the very last minute of the training, oh, by the way, if you weren't happy, go speak to my team. You can get your money back. No one would. And he went, no, of course they would. I went, I don't think so. So do you know what I did? I did it.
Yeah.
I finished my 4 days. I said, oh, by the way, I'd be good to speak. You know how many asked for a refund? None. Now I do it every course. It's part of the course, part of the T's and C's. Mm. If you do the training and you're not happy at the end, go speak to the team. They'll give you your money back.
Yeah.
And no one does. So for me, that's value.
Like, and I know people as well, like in the space as well, that, you know, like if they, like people are moaning and saying it's not worth the money at all. But like, I can tell because if you go to their page, it's just flashy lifestyle. And that's why I think it's unethical. Not because of that, because let's be honest, in this generation, and obviously I'm young and I'm part of this generation, and you put in this as well. When you flash that stuff, you attract vulnerable people that want to have this financial freedom. They flash financial freedom in front of your face. And then they're like, oh my God, if I go and do his course, I'll be driving these amazing cars here like she is or he is. And
it's a red flag.
100%.
I'm sitting in a Lamborghini. I think it's an embarrassment.
But the skate part is, that's what you think now because you've been in the game.
A nice car.
But if you're somebody, for sure, but
not like flashy, just a nice car.
A decent car,
That's all you need.
But if, like, you know, you're somebody that's 16, 17, 18 that doesn't know about business like you do, and they see that, they're going to start to the course.
Yeah.
And that's why it's unethical for me.
Because I get that. I think showing like a flashy fake
lifestyle.
Yeah. To be honest, it's just cringe. And I think anyone that's got any business acumen will see right through it.
Yeah.
Like Lamborghinis. I'm not being funny. I'm not hating on anyone that drives a Lamborghini, but I've driven a Lamborghini and they're shit. Over a speed bump, you have to slow right down.
Yeah, into your things, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, but I guess that's just personal choice. But yeah, like the flashy, it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man.
That's real business people don't drive Lamborghinis
and
take pictures of that. No. When they're on holiday, taking pictures of themselves. You know as well, right? I was staying at the Atlantis Royal in Dubai.
Yep.
It was like £3,000 or £4,000 a night. We was there like 10 nights. Nice. Yeah. Nice place. Little treat for me and the missus.
Yeah.
You know how many influencers would come? Not for one night. Not for one night. They wouldn't even stay. They'd come for drinks and they'd be all taking pictures. And I'm thinking, guys, come on. Who are you trying to impress?
Yeah,
it's an embarrassment.
But to be fair though, like if I would stay there, I can't afford to stay for 10 nights, but I would stay. But I'll take a picture of it because why not? Like you paid the money to be there, and you know you can take a picture.
At least
of it.
If you've actually stayed.
Yeah,
there.
If you stay there for
coming
sure.
For drinks,
you
know, yeah, taking all these pictures.
Yeah, nah, that is crazy. But you know,
crazy. Man.
But that's just like right now with mentorship space. But I do believe like it's gonna blow up soon. Like I think that eventually.
I think it already has.
It already is, and even if you're doing good work, it'll blow up for you as well because.
Do you know what I think as well? Every person who's in the education space, who's selling courses and mentorships, should be prepared. Number one, people should go on their company's house and should look at their books and see actually what's it saying.
Yeah.
Obviously, not everything's on company's house. I get it. But if you're running a successful company in the UK, your company's account should be in order.
You should
be able to see good profit margin, good profits in there. Go on my company's house, you can see my property development company's got $2 million in the bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got money in my property businesses, and I've got multiple companies, they're healthy. That's the first thing. Number two, if you're running a course or doing education, you should be prepared to do stuff like this. If you're not prepared to have when you said you wanted to debate, mate, no, I actually said to you we should debate, but anyway, when we said about debating, you were like, can I bring my videographers? Yeah, man, bring. Calm down, ask me anything. Grill me, bring your video boys. Like, I've got nothing to. If you won't do that, it's like someone claiming to be able to fight that won't fight.
Yeah.
You're a pussy. You're a pussy. If you won't sit and let people come grill you and bring their own camera crew, if you won't do that because you're scared of what they might ask you, you're fake.
I agree.
You need to be able to do it.
No, it's no blow up. And as I mentioned, even if you're
blow
doing
up as
good,
in diminish.
I think people get tired of paying.
People get tired of it.
Or paying 10k for a program. I'm not gonna. And even if you hear about,
here's why I'm happy not to make profit. My business, while all the others disappear,
you still got an actual business that makes money.
Yes, but my training business. Look at all the most successful companies in the world, like Tesla and Uber and these big companies, Amazon. They happily won't make profit for years. They're growing the business. They're growing their brand. They're gaining trust.
Yeah,
they're giving value. Happy not to make money. My training business, I'm happy not to make money. If I make a bit of money, fine.
Long-term game.
I'm thinking about the next 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm thinking when all the competition are ruined because people are sick of seeing Lambos and fake gurus. Yeah. People are like, oh, but Samuel Leeds. Yes.
Yeah.
But that might take a decade or two. I've already been in the game a decade. It might take a couple more decades.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about the next 20, 30 years, not against the next 3 months because I need to pay my Lamborghini finance.
And that's why I call it a fake entrepreneurship. Because obviously, by definition, it might be entrepreneurs, but I call it fake because entrepreneurs, back in the day, it was about long-term. It wasn't about, having 1 year and buying all these flashy things. About building something that is actually helping people for the foremost, giving value, not just about looking life's out on your social media. Yeah. About something you can pass on to your kids, live generation, or even sell. I think people that run these courses, do you think like you'll get a good valuation on...
It came back zero.
You, what? Say again?
My training business got valued at zero.
And that's one of my points. So when people say like, oh yeah, but I make 100k doing this year, but why don't I make 50k doing whatever? It's like, your business will be worth more if you went from 100k to 150k than doing 100k here and 50k here. Right. That's the point that I really wanted to get in this podcast.
I got a company valued. I got a little company. And it's like a little fintech company, right?
Mm.
Basically, it helps you find deals online, search, whatever. Got valued at 5 mil. That is so passive for me. And I'm just like, I only own 49% of the shares.
Yeah,
but still, final. My training business is zero.
But why is it valued zero? Why is it valued at zero?
I guess that's a question to ask the valuers. I don't know.
But I think that's my final point to you, Fez, was that, you're building businesses that you can't even sell. So once your money dries up, and a thing goes off,
bro,
you can't even sell it.
I'm already hurting, bro. I don't know why you're rubbing it in, man. I get it. I agree.
But they don't see the side of things. So like the whole thing, like, oh yeah, but I'm making more money. You're making money that something that's worth, and you're not gonna spend all the money anyway. So you're making that extra 50k doing whatever you're doing, but you're blowing it on your lifestyle. And then your video's got no value. So
bro, you get haters. You become enslaved because when you're a mentor, people think, oh, I just made 3k.
Yeah,
now you got this person to mentor for the next year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you do the hours off that, are you really working?
Legals, you got people suing you. You got having to sue people for defamation, saying stuff that's not true. All that. You've also got no lifelong value of a customer.
Exactly.
If someone becomes a customer but does the academy.
Oh, facts. You've got to keep finding new customers every time.
Bro, this is what Russell told me. This is what all my business coaches keep telling me.
You got to keep finding new customers every single time.
You know what my business coaches tell me? They say that 12K isn't enough. They say the academy 12K, fine. Take some stuff back and then do like a 30K.
Yeah.
Where you can give a bit more. And I'm like, everything I give is on the academy. They get literally partnership, this, that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, man, I agree with you. I don't think you're wrong.
Cool.
You won me over.
Good chat.
Respect.
Wow, we did it, man.
Simon Squibb, that's how a debate looks. Pussy, man. Sit down. Let's talk about your... business.
And also, final question is for you then. What mentorship programs should people avoid and like, do you think it's not worth it? In the public space then.
If it doesn't start with Samuel and end with Leeds, run a mile.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed it.
Well, honestly speaking, I was talking to the boys I came with earlier. I thought you were, to answer the question, I thought you would might come for me because I think what was happening online, I thought you'd use that takeout on me, if that makes sense. So I thought, because initially when you DM'd me, it was like, we're having a debate. Then when we spoke before this, you were like, we're going to talk about our course embarrassing kind of thing. So I just thought that maybe you would take out what's going on online on me and you might come for me on that regard a little bit. But to be honest, you didn't. Like, you actually were very reasonable with your discussion. Where you thought that I was correct, you said, that's a fair point. And I respect that. I think that's someone that's very intelligent, the fact that you can see another point of view. Because I can see the other point of view as well, so I think that a debate is seeing both sides of the argument. And to be fair, Samuel, he saw both sides of the argument. And even though he's in the business, usually people become quite delusional, but he knows the flaws of his own business, and he still does it. And to be fair, if you know the flaws of it, and you still do it, I can't complain because it means that you're standing on your own business. Like, you know what comes with the territory and you're like, cool, I'm one of it. But a lot of people enter the space and they know what might come to territory and then they moan about it. It's like the people that become famous and they start complaining about being famous. I hate them. It's like, you went on Love Island. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, why are people DMing me? Why are people stalking me? You knew what came with it. So I think that if you are going to do mentorship, you know that comes with a lot of hate online, which true or unfalse, your business will have £0 valuation. And that's how much, revenue-wise, what have you done for Training Academy?
So last year we did 16 million.
So they've done 16 million on their business and they've got a valuation of zero. Do you know how insane that is? Where there's other industries, you can have that valuation and you could be almost a billion. If that's AI, if that's 6 million in AI, you will never have to work again. I'm not even joking. Like, you could be doing 6 figures and get a 8-figure exit with AI, do you know what I'm saying? So, like, you're getting £0 valuation, it's not long term, and I just think, for most people, it's not a good business model.
After finishing my debate with Austin, it didn't go as I expected it to go, because, if I'm honest, I thought that he was going to, like, comment me. I thought he was going to try and attack me and get personal, which he didn't. He was intelligent, articulate, respectful, and actually agreed with his points. So, yeah, really, really enjoyed it. I like debates, I like discussions. It's good to have different people with different perspectives. And I wish him nothing but success, and I'm sure he'll go very far in business.